This month is the one-year anniversary of President Trump's election to be President of the United States. Of course, that occurred on November 8. Obviously, we understand he did not take office until January 20, but it's been 1 year since he was elected as of November 8 of this month. And so we thought we'd do a little bit of an analysis of the president's promises made versus promises kept and try to give him, at least I'm going to let Sam Rohrer give him, a grade as to how he has done in his first year. If you will remember, ladies and gentlemen, one of the president's most prominent promises during the campaign was the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. Well, that was attempted, but of course became stalled, and it's still stalled. We don't have a repeal or a replacement for it as of yet. The word is that's going to come up shortly after the first of the year. He also promised, though, the repeal of the infamous Johnson Amendment of the IRS tax code. And that was initiated via an executive order on May 4, or the National Day of Prayer of 2017. In fact, Sam, I remember I was standing on the West Plaza steps of the United States Capitol. My phone was shut off, but it began to buzz, and I kind of discreetly pulled it out of my pocket, looked down at it, and it said, even as we are speaking, as this text is being sent to you, the president is signing an executive order repealing the Johnson Amendment, which is the amendment in the tax code, not statutory law, but the tax law that said pastors could not be involved in that which is deemed, quote unquote, political. Now, of course, Congress has to enact legislation to make that permanent, but at least the president did what he said he was going to do. As well, he promised the building of a border wall. That wall, of course, is not yet complete, but the process is in place, and I've seen some of the proposed styles of wall that may be selected from, so he is working toward that. He promised also to move the U.S. Embassy from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv. And Sam, last week, you and I were in meetings together along with several other pastors where we learned that this is still very much on the table. He also campaigned on no transgenders in the military. And he, of course, has signed executive actions with respect to that. So the president has done a lot of what he promised he would do, some things he's not yet been able to fulfill. So, Sam, just generally speaking, how do you think the president's done in his first year?
Well, Dave, my opinion, I think the president has done, I would say he's attempted to do what he has said he would do, and he's done a very good job at doing that. And I think when you look to the performance of a president, you want to see how he leads. When we talk a little bit later about things we like or don't like, I don't like everything that the president has done or always the way he conducts himself. But if I look to the policies involved, which ultimately is the responsibility of the president, the major constitutional duty, that is to enforce the laws of the land and to honor and uphold the Constitution. Now, if I use that as the basis of measurement, then you would have to conclude that he has done or attempted to do what he has said. All those areas, those things that you mentioned. The tax issue is one that's before the Congress now. That's another one that he had promised to pursue. Whether it happens or not, we have yet to find out. He did go after the repeal of Obamacare, a big issue, and we know what happened there. The Congress could not and would not, Republican Senate, would not bring themselves, led by guys like John McCain and others, who just would not give the vote to make that happen. So he has been stymied in a lot of those. But on those issues of policy, those things to which he has said he would do, I think he has done marvelously well. Now, when it comes to foreign policy issues, how is he dealing with other nations? In my opinion, he has been bold. He has put the United States first, from his speeches before the United Nations to his interactions with the president of China or any other countries where he has gone. He has laid down the truth. And if he's had to poke his finger in his eye, he has. But he's told the truth. We've commented on a lot of those things. And he's, to me, I think, brought back a level of respect to the presidency on regard to courage and to the recognition that being a sovereign nation and putting your own nation first is what you ought to do. Frankly, Dave, that's what he was on this whole trip to the Far East. That's what he was telling every country he went to. You need to put yourself first. He said that in Vietnam. I'm glad for what you've done. That's what he said, really, all the countries he went to. So, Dave, he's been doing that, and I think done a good job at that part of it.
Sam, you know, sometimes you'll take a survey at a restaurant and they'll ask you a question like this. Were you mildly pleased? Were you moderately pleased? Were you extremely pleased with your experience at this restaurant? I know you've gone through that, as have I. So I want to play that game with you, and I want to go to the things the president has done about which you are extremely pleased. Just one item, and then I'm going to give you what I believe is the one item I'm most extremely pleased about. So let's do that, and we'll go through extremely, moderately, mildly, but the one thing to start with that you're most excited about the president's done.
Well, I think one area that I'm very pleased about is the appointment of judges, both in the middle court system as well as the one to the Supreme Court. Those are permanent, ongoing markers. They are legacy positions, whereas they don't get very much attention, Dave. He has put extraordinarily good constitutional directed pro-life individuals, more than any president we think, well, probably anybody we've seen. I think that's extremely pleased in that area.
Well, I'm going to say this, Sam, and that would have been near the top of my list, if not at the top, were it not for this. In my opinion, the thing I'm most pleased about that our president has done is the fact, and you alluded to it earlier, he's made America and put America first. Okay, he talks about a strong sense of nationalism, love for America, wanting to protect America. In foreign countries, you're right. I have not heard any president speak like he's spoken, you know, to the Chinese president in Vietnam, you know, that you folks are putting your country first. You should. It's your country. But I've got to put America first. So rather than apologizing for the United States, as President Obama did on every foreign trip he took, this president has placed America first and a strong sense of nationalism, national pride. I would say his comments about the national anthem and not taking a knee, I think all that factors in as subsets of what I am most excited about and pleased with, and that is putting America first. Let's move to the second category, moderately pleased. What is the thing that you are maybe not as excited as you are about the judges, but you're still pleased that the president's done this? What would that be?
I think I am moderately pleased, because he's in a tough spot, with the way of actually getting some of these policy issues passed. The reason I'm saying that is this. We know that he is in the swamp. We know that the president is opposed by the establishment, front and center and all the way around. We know that. However, I do think that there are a number of cases where he could have perhaps created a little bit more of a friendly attitude on the parts of some of the senators and House members with whom he's had to work. And I think he's thrown gas on the fire at times where there was a healing potentially possible. I think he took it the other direction. So I'm only mildly pleased, I suppose, with the way he has controlled himself in some respects relative to that.
Sam, I'm going to agree with you and concur. That would be what I am moderately pleased about, is the way he's conducted himself. I think he has done an admirable job. Some things I would do differently, so I'm only moderately pleased with the way he's tried to get policy through and the way he's gone about it with respect to his relationships with those on the Hill with whom he needs to work. So let's move to mildly pleased, the thing that, you know, you're pleased, but you're not super excited about. What would that be? And I already know what mine is, but I want to hear yours first.
All right. Well, I could come back and say, Dave, I want to hear yours first, but I will answer. I'll answer that. I think, and I think, in this regard, the area that I'm displeased with is, I believe that the incessant use of twittering.
Sam, you're reading my mind. Don't go there, my friend. You're reading my mind.
You know, I mean, there's been no question about it. There have been advantages to it. He has shaped the narrative, and every time he does it, there's a shaping of the narrative. But on many occasions, I think it would have been better had he just kept quiet and not done anything in those areas, because I believe it's kind of like picking a scab off of a healing wound that I'm not pleased about.
Well, it is the thing, though, about which I am mildly pleased, and it's for the same reason you stated. I think he has not necessarily helped himself by creating, you know, relationship issues with those that he really needs their support on some of the things. But the thing that makes me even remotely pleased about it is the fact that he has bypassed the media to go straight to the American people with his Twitter account. I think he just needs to be more judicious in how he goes about it and the things he says. So the thing, you know, that I'm mildly pleased about would be that. Sam, quickly, give our president a grade for his first year.
I'm going to give him a grade of B, because in some areas I would give an A minus, in some areas I would give a C. So I'm going to give a B.
Okay, I'm going to be a little more generous. I would give him a B plus for some of the same reasons. So we're pretty much reading off the same sheet of music.